In My Life, a musical theater tribute to the Beatles, is the nationally touring musical biography of the Beatles through the eyes of manager Brian Epstein, featuring the live music of renowned tribute band Abbey Road. The smash hit production performs at Newmark Theater on Friday, June 6th at 7:30 p.m. inside of the Antoinette Hatfield Hall at 1111 Southwest Broadway, Portland, Oregon. More than just a Beatles tribute concert, In My Life gives the audience a chance to be there at pivotal events in the extraordinary career of the Beatles. More information on this KBOO-sponsored event may be found on kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Voices on the Ground, Resistance and Resilience, with a keynote speaker on June 6th and all-day conference June 7th at Portland State University. Voices on the Ground is hosted by the Social Welfare Action Alliance and the School of Social Work at PSU, with the goal of providing space for the larger community of activists and organizations to connect and engage students and the broader community in an effort to build meaningful, collaborative relationships. Again, that's Voices on the Ground, Resistance and Resilience, June 6th and 7th at Portland State University. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Flashpoints, how the corporate press grossly misreports the situation in the Ukraine. Also, expose facts. A new whistleblower support group unveils its first street sign at a bus stop facing the U.S. State Department. And it's been a year to the day since Edward Snowden's first massive release of secret NSA documents hit the streets. We'll talk about that. And we'll also have our regular weekly report from the Electronic Intifada, hosted by Nora Barros-Friedman. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein, and we're delighted to be joined again by retired Colonel Anne Wright, a former State Department official who helped set up headquarters, U.S. headquarters in Afghanistan, and has since become, in her retirement, a very consistent anti-war activist opposing U.S. military policy in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also standing for the work of whistleblowers coming out of the State Department and other government offices, telling the truth about what's been going on. Colonel Wright, welcome back to Flashpoints.
Well, thank you, Dennis. And I'll just add that I did resign in 2003 in opposition to the lies that the Bush administration was telling us about why the U.S. should invade and occupy Iraq.
And take another little second to say, the lies, that's not hyperbole, right?
Not hyperbole at all. I mean, it's quite evident that the Bush administration knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that their propaganda to scare the U.S. citizenry about the threat of weapons of mass destruction and Condoleezza Rice's image of, the next thing, the smoking gun could be like a nuclear bomb or something. It's well documented, all of the lies that the Bush administration used to cow the Congress finally into authorizing a war on Iraq, even though they couldn't convince the UN Security Council to vote for it, but U.S. Congress finally came along with them.
Well, Colonel Wright, you are part of a new organization called Expose Facts. There's going to be a sign unveiling in the Beltway on Friday. Tell us about this new organization and why you think we need a group, I guess, that supports whistleblowers and truth tellers.
Well, as we see that the whistleblowers are under siege by the U.S. government, the Obama administration is prosecuting rather than protecting whistleblowers. I mean, prosecuting them in ways that essentially charging them with violating the Espionage Act. And we have the issue of Chelsea Manning, who's now been convicted and sitting in Leavenworth prison for perhaps up to 35 years. We have Ed Snowden, who's in Russia because he cannot come back to the United States after his revelations of all of the NSA spying. It's so important that we have a place where whistleblowers can get some assistance. And this Expose Facts is another method of having a place where they can talk to people, specialists in the region that they're in, whether it's national security or environmental or whatever. We have on our board, our advisory board and editorial board, professionals in virtually every conceivable place where there may be some whistleblowing. So they will evaluate what a whistleblower comes to us with and determine how it's best to protect them and get the word out about what they have discovered. And generally, you know, they try to work within the system first and the government itself. The bureaus won't fix what is broken. So it's really important that we provide a protection for these whistleblowers.
As a former State Department official, I mean, if you were still in the State Department, John Kerry would be your boss now. I think he sort of expresses an attitude that is also being portrayed in the corporate press of Snowden as sort of a coward and a traitor. You heard the Secretary of State saying that Snowden should come back to the U.S. and man up. This is part of the reason why whistleblowers, I guess, need protection, because we have high officials who don't understand the role of a whistleblower.
It's quite incredible. It surely is that John Kerry, of all people, who came before the U.S. Congress to talk about the war on Vietnam, that he is now saying that people need to man up. And yeah, what a term to use, but just to throw it back at him, the government needs to man up. The government needs to be open and transparent and fix the problems and not conduct criminal actions. That's what needs to be manned up, not the people who are telling us, the public, about what's going on behind the closed doors and the classified documents that are protecting government officials that are conducting criminal activity.
I don't think you would consider Edward Snowden and what he decided to do as an act of a traitor or expressing some sort of cowardice, right? I guess you have a whole other view.
Well, that's correct. I mean, what we had always been wondering, slow information we've been getting out through other whistleblowers like Bill Binney and Thomas Drake about what NSA was doing, but little did we know until Edward Snowden came forward with this remarkable amount of information about the NSA pervasiveness of capturing all of the cell phones, all of the emails, not only of people around the world, but to include American citizens, a violation of our own domestic law. So had he not come forward, the government would have continued its rampant collection of all of the data that we have that should be private. So I think it is highly appropriate for a person like him, and knowing full well that the full weight of the government's going to fall on you when you reveal such stuff. But I think the guy was pretty darn courageous to do what he did.
All right. Tell us about, there's going to be an unveiling of a sign. I think it's going to be within view of the U.S. State Department there, D.C., inside the Beltway. Tell us about the sign.
Well, the sign, yes, it is. It's right down at one of the bus stops that I used to use when I worked at the State Department. And Matt Ho, who was a State Department employee, first a Marine captain, then a U.S. State Department employee in Afghanistan, and then he resigned from that position because of all the stuff that was going on in Afghanistan. He and I are going to be at one of the bus stops there where we will be unveiling a poster which will be calling on people of the State Department to remind them that the untruths that they may be protecting cost lives. So we are calling on them to be good government employees and not protect criminal acts committed by the government.
And so this is a paid advertisement. You've rented space.
That's right. Expose Facts is one of its first actions. It's rented some space on a bus stop, and we'll have a nice poster up there, and hopefully it will generate some discussion as the State Department employees are waiting for their buses to go home at night.
Tell us about some of the other members of this group.
Norm Solomon is kind of the executive director of it. Sam Husseini, both of whom have worked together on Institute for Public Accuracy, a great group that for years has been pointing out factual errors in both the Congress and the administrations. We have on the editorial board Barbara Ehrenreich, a woman who's published some remarkable books on our economy. We have Marsha Coleman, who is a EPA whistleblower. We have Bill Binney and Kurt Wide, who is whistleblowers for NSA. We also have Tom Drake, NSA whistleblower. We have Jesslyn Radak, who is one of the lawyers for the Government Accountability Project, another whistleblowers group, and she herself, a former lawyer for the Department of Justice in their ethics office, and then was thrown out when she revealed that the government was using data that they should not have used concerning the American Taliban, Johnny Walker Lynn, intelligence information that he had given out without a lawyer being present, and that should not have been used in a federal court case against him. So we have a lot of people that are on the editorial board and advisory board, to include Dan Ellsberg, Ray McGovern, people that are well known in disclosing information about the government's roles and writing about it.
All right. Well, final word here. We're just about out of time, but how about I think today is actually the one-year anniversary of the first revelations based on Edward Snowden's courageous release of this incredibly important information. A shout-out to Snowden?
Well, absolutely. We wish Ed the very best as he continues to stay in Russia, yet being very productive in what he is talking about. And the tremendous interviews that he's been giving as people travel to Moscow to talk with him. We also need to shout out to another person who's in prison of sorts, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who is still trapped in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, as well as Chelsea Manning, who is at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
Colonel, we appreciate the good information and the incredible stands that you've taken. Colonel Ann Wright, retired former State Department official, thanks for being with us on Flashpoints.
My pleasure, Dennis. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We're delighted again to be joined by Robert Perry. He is the founder of ConsortiumNews.com. He's a Polk Award-winning journalist and has been doing some terrific reporting on the situation in the Ukraine. Bob, before we get to that, I want to just get a word from you. It's been, I guess, a year almost to the day, I think, when the revelations coming from Edward Snowden started coming out. Obviously shaken the world. They've shaken power structures in many countries. And yet, in the context of the reporting in the United States government, a great many of the corporate press outlets essentially attacked Snowden and have started attacking all whistleblowers, it seems, as if they're the enemy of the people.
Right. I've been hearing that myself, that there was a CNN show where they essentially were calling Snowden a liar because he had said he had tried to bring some of these concerns to his superiors. It turned out later that NBC was even able to confirm that he had tried to bring some of his concerns to a superior. But there was this naivete that anyone in these situations can simply go to the proper authorities and have things straightened out. It doesn't work that way. you're running a tremendous risk by going to your superiors with these kinds of concerns, since your superiors are part of a process that has used this sort of surveillance for what they consider, what the top people in the government consider legitimate purposes. So they would see you not as some helpful person coming along and pointing out some problems. They'd see you as a threat. And if you went to Congress, this rather absurd idea that you can go to Congress and somehow the brave members of the U.S. Congress will take on these kinds of difficult topics and expose them in any meaningful way is also naive. There are a few senators who have taken on questions about the issue of over-surveillance of the American people and indeed the world, but they themselves have been constrained in what they can say because it's also highly classified. And most members of Congress have made it clear that they support this sort of effort. At least they did until it became an embarrassment. So this notion that you could have simply done this within the system, which is what many of the folks in the mainstream press are saying, is almost laughable if it weren't so tragic that people who have tried to bring these things to the attention of their superiors have usually ended up on the wrong end of things. And then if they do go outside the system, they're easily identified because they were the ones who were making noise within the system. So what Snowden did was probably the only way that these issues could have been brought before the world's public. And to pretend otherwise, whether it's at CNN or some of these editorial pages, is just not honest.
Let me ask you this, Bob. In macro terms, what would you say the contribution was? How has the world changed based on extraordinary revelations coming out of Snowden? What impact has that, his whistleblowing and the reporting around it had, do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not, in the big picture, I'm not sure it will be all that dramatic. I remember talking once with Dan Ellsberg about his disappointment that when he came out with the Pentagon Papers in 1971, he thought there'd be a sea change, that the American people would simply rise up and Congress